datang hilang berselang, hari berlalu jejak langkah mendapat harapan baru, bertahan menanjak tangga menuju hingga langit ketujuh, terbanglah.
tonight. Can we do this back? If I go down to the field, I'll be back to the thing that I got to back. Sanada, the looking warna, we see it in mega. Kita pergi sholat, dan nabi asmara. Dan impikan tempat kata jerah. Angan ku tidak melihara perona. Duga ku menjadi nyata. Matahari sampai bulan. Bulan sampai sempurna.
KBRI Beijing has reaffirmed its commitment to advancing Indonesia's interest in the BRICS economic bloc. Speaking on Friday after the annual press statement of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Deputy Chief of Mission Parulian Silalahi said KBRI Beijing plans to engage with China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and other relevant agencies managing BRICS cooperation. Indonesia formally announced its intention to join BRICS in October 2024 and was officially welcomed as a permanent member on January 6, 2025. He also shared that diplomats from BRICS member states, including Russia and India, have congratulated Indonesia on its membership. ASEAN partners have similarly taken note of Indonesia's rapid acceptance into the group. Parulian added that KBRI Beijing will play a key role in ensuring Indonesia fulfills the next steps as a full BRICS member. This includes developing policies and programs to strengthen Indonesia's presence and influence within the bloc. According to Kemlu.co.id, in his annual speech, Foreign Minister Sugiono highlighted that Indonesia's membership in BRICS is part of broader diplomatic strategy led by President Prabowo Subianto. As a BRICS member, Indonesia aims to act as a bridge for developing nations and the Indo-Pacific region while working to de-escalate tensions in global economic and political competition.
Besok sampai selamanya kita buka mata bersama melihat pagi yang berbeda dari arah terbit yang sama. Dingin malam takkan menyakitkan lagi. Ada temanku melihat bintang. Kini setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Marah sebentar saja, tiga hari lah paling lama. Semua hal sama selera, karena berbeda lengkap kita. Jika terluka tetap percaya lagi. Bukan pertama kita lewati. Setelah sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya yang terpaksa terima baik burukku dengan tertawa. Setelah beri tanda di pangkal jari manisnya, siapapun yang terlena, maafkan aku. Sudah ku punya. Oh, 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 oh. Sang ibunda, kau jadi selanjutnya
Indonesia, and these are our stories. Stories you might not have seen, heard, or watched. Waiting for your discovery, and for you to write your own. This is our beauty. Ever heard people say the grass is greener on the other side? Well, this is the other side. Except that it's not just green, but also blue, red, and yellow too, as far as eyes can see. This is our secret. Better lower your volume if you don't want to wake them up. Inside this jungle, they proudly prowl and growl and whatever it is they're doing over here. And can you hear it? It's our call to feast. So don't be shy. Treat yourself with something sweet, savory, spicy. Just don't lick your screen, please. These aren't just some foods or spices. It's our legacy, crafted, refined, served over time. And this, yeah, this is Bali. You know, with its wonderful beaches, mountains, palm trees, and parties. But why stop there? Go further. Meet the locals, the very hands who craft the finest and the very best every single day. Because all this is Indonesia, and all these are our stories. It's time for you to discover them and write your own. So, where do you begin?
Program by the government, and maybe some questions are rising, especially about the waste itself. Worry not, because the Ministry of Environment has been coordinating with a lot of parties related to the free meals program to effectively manage the waste. But the primary focus is not about managing the produced waste, but instead the generation or the production of the waste itself by the initiative. And the Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Nurofik also said that so far the quantity is not quite large, but his ministry is proactively preparing for the potential waste accumulation should the proper management is not implemented.
Aku tersiksa melihat semuanya berubah. Mengapa kau tahu bagaimana hati ini tanpa
So you're still on the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Did you remember when our ministers, the new ministers of the Red White Cabinet of Indonesia, has a retreat when they were inaugurated? Right. President Prabowo wants the regional heads, the new regional heads, to have similar military style retreat, as reported by the Jakarta Post. com. And this was stated by the coordinating Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Correctional Services Minister Yusril Iza Mahendra that it will be implemented for the new local heads. And this will be a forum for the president to brief the local heads about his agenda and how to implement it at a local level. What do you think about this? If you have some comments about this, you can share with us on the application RRI Digital.
Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Tapi mengapa kau yang selalu membuat seolah-olah semuanya kesalahanku.
Jujur ku tak tahan bila semuanya tentangmu.
Ku tak sanggup lagi melanjutkan kisah yang ada di dalam satu arah. Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 24/7 55kHz and via streaming on voynews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Anabu menyebut nama Ning Allah Umuradi dunia kabeh anu asih di akhirat dipuji tepegat pegat mengadamal bumi tujuh serta jengesina pisan.
Majalengka in West Java is located in between Sumedang and Cirebon. It have a diversity of art, among others, gauk, that can still be found in Kurul and Burujo villages. Gauk thrives in Majalengka along with the inclusion of the teaching Islamic by Prince Muhammad of Cirebon. A gauk performer named Rukmin explained, gauk is a mamaw's performance, or in English means reading or reciting a text. In a gauk performance, the players would present chronicle stories or history in loud or high-pitched voices.
Kesenian tersebut termasuk seni sastra jenis mamaw wacan.
This is actually a literary art called Mamachan or Wawachan, which stands for Wawar Anu Kaachan, meaning to tell to those who do not know. It is performed without a stage at certain events such as the customary rituals or ceremonies such as Ngayun or childbirth by exposing the stories such as Babat Cirebon recited by 4 to 6 performers. Even more, dressed in kampet or typical Sundanese attire, complete with headband, led by a pengawawit or director and interpreter of mamaos, arranged in the order 1. Tatalu, pre-show music, 2. Lalaguan, songs of praise, and 3. Dance, and the 4. Is show. The musical instruments used are 1. Gong buyung and 2. Manakal made of bamboo. The duration of the show used to last all night long. Now it is only about 2 hours in which the players alternately sing songs out loud. That's why it's called gauk, which is taken from the word ngago rowok or shouting in pupu or kakawen or traditional form of poetry in Sundanese language.
Dengan suara yang keras sehingga dinamakan gauk yang diambil dari kata ngago rowok berteriak dengan bentuk pupu atau kakawen.
According to Asikin Hidayat, an indigenous local community leader, showing the beauty of the voice or sound has been done by people since ancient times, not only in Majalengka, but also in the whole land of Sunda. The oral art performance that relies on human voice in Majalengka called is gauk, in other Pasundan areas is called beluk.
Istilah gauk merupakan istilah kesenian beluk yang ada di daerah Majalengka.
Gauk is the term for beluk in Majalengka, which was born and developed from the habits of the people in the past whose livelihood mostly was farming in Huma or the field. At that time, inadvertently, they found the beauty of the human voice. That is when they communicated with each other from one huma to another, which at the time was a wilderness. Beluk today is generally considered to be the voice or vocal performing arts only played by men using a wawachan when a baby is born. However, if go back to the original sense of beluk, what is being performed today is completely beluk anymore. Beluk itself is performed late at night if it is a night-long show. Beluk actually is a dynamic show, not just a monotonous intone of Ratan Chak Buhung or old stories. The show in Dago area is called Hilio.
That was a description of Gauk after Javanese Wawachan came and began to influence Sundanese through the feudal and Islamic scholars in mid-17th century. Gauk had become a medium of propagation of Islam in Majalengka before people got to know the reading culture, because before that, they only knew oral literature or storytelling.
Ya, seperti halnya di daerah lain,
as in other areas, in Majalengka, literary tradition begins with the development of oral literature. It spreads through a number of ways, through fairy tales from individual to another individual, or through performing arts. In Majalengka, they are rhyme and gaul.
According to Asikin Hidayat, a Majalengka literary figure, Gauk is closely related to writing or literary tradition in Majalengka because many literary figures like Ayu Prasidi wrote stories or pupu or Sundanese stanza, which become the material for Gauk.
Setelah Ayu Prasidi dan Ayat Rahayadi, silih berganti.
After Ayu Prasidi and Ayat Rohaidi, many Majalengka emerging writers have come and gone, yet to date, no one has been able to match them both. Those who appear in Indonesian literature include Erwan Juhara, Benny R. Budiman, Ahmedia Tatang Koswara, Erga Yopi Cahya, Sumata Rahmat Iskandar, Kijon Hasan Marib, Maman Imanullah Fagik, Hima Kumala, Mehmet Rahmat Tawib, Joni Ari Adinata, Nandang Barana, Ahit Hidayat, Datum Sukarsa, and Nesitewa. While those expressing their works in Sundanese among others are I. Wangsa Diharja, Ahmedia Tatang Koswara, Sumata Rais Purwa Cerita, Tatang Riyana, Memendur Rahman, Asikin Hidayat, Om Sumara Deuci, Maman Nasya, Hajah Amalina Nurrahma, and Lismia.
Wasman, head of the Department of Culture and Tourism Section, Majalengka, revealed that literary activity in Majalengka currently is developing quite well. For example, Rais Purwacarita, who is a fairly productive in writing literary prose. One of his short stories, Kuwung-kuwung di Lawang Gintung dan Tukang Gantung, or Rainbow in Lawang Gintung and Tukang Gantung, received Charpon Pinilih Mangli Award, an award for best short story from Mangli Magazine.
Mengenai produk kegiatan sastra di
the prospect of literary activity in Majalengka actually quite hopeful, especially now there are many regional newspapers or magazines that could publish their works. However, local newspapers or magazines are not tolerant enough to give a literary space.
Toleran untuk memberikan ruang sastra.
Gauk today has become a real performing art in Majalengka and requires serious attention in supporting them. In this case, it is necessary to encourage regeneration through art education, in practice as well as in appreciating, so that it can be preserved as part of Indonesia's cultural richness.
Ariye anunolis nalapun wangsa harja etangaran simkuring te bisi duluran terang kulur kuringnya tempat belakulon kuring matunya eta di sisi sawah.
Thank you. Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of life and sound. For the beautiful nature. Look from the colors of paradise. And what a wonderful place. I feel love, I feel wonderful. A wonderful indoor.
Away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we are today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. I don't want to do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. Trying. I don't even care just to ask. Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over, but I don't care. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it's on my head. Baby, I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna say I'm late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. I don't care. I'm free when it's done for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want it for you and me. Oh, and I don't even know why we're trying.
Randy Pandugo with I Don't Care. This is like a song to reinforce yourself, strengthen yourself after a very, very bad breakup, saying to yourself that you don't care. But I believe that you still care about it, but it's, well, not a problem. Grief is always there, but we are just getting stronger day by day to face it. And for the listener who still care about the Voice of Indonesia, make sure to listen to the Voice of Indonesia every day on Vionis.id and also the application RRI Digital. And after this, we will be also available on 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz. Don't forget to join us on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, VOI_official. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for joining, and I'd like to say, stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cari-cari di mana, oh dirimu, berhari-hari tak kunjung ku bertemu. Sinar mentari hanya tersipu malu, bulan purnama membisu.
From Indonesia to the world. Hello everyone, welcome back to Indonesia by the Voice of Indonesia. In an English program that you can listen on frequency 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, and of course our website vonews.id plus the application RRE Digital. Today, I'm Steve, will be in here with you with a lot of information coming from Indonesia. First, we will have the news. We will also have Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And today, we'll bring you to a place in Indonesia, or maybe a food from Indonesia, in Indonesian Wonder, while listening to various songs from Indonesia. So make sure to stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Here's the news line. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Brunei aim for stronger tourism cooperation. Brunei's Minister of Tourism states Indonesia has great tourism potential.